This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Displaced families in Nigeria's northeast are knocking on the door of starvation, the UN World Food Programme, or WFP, said on Friday. The alert follows years of insecurity linked to non-state armed groups, which have disrupted livelihoods and forced hundreds of thousands of people to flee in search of shelter. More than 1 million children are already malnourished. According to WFP spokesperson Thompson Fury, he told journalists in Geneva that the agency may have to cut rations to more than 500,000 women, men and children in northeastern Nigeria by the end of the month, unless at least $55 million in new funding is found.
We are facing very severe levels of hunger that we have witnessed since. This is probably the highest that we are witnessing since the crisis exploded in 2016. Approximately 4.4 million people are facing acute food insecurity in the conflict-affected states of Borno, Adamawa, and Yobe.
Mr. Fury said that COVID-19 had pushed up food prices and limited food supply, and that the number of internally displaced people reached more than 2 million in September. To northern Yemen now, where the UN issued a ceasefire call on Friday so that aid teams can reach around 35,000 people who found refuge there after fleeing the conflict elsewhere in the country. The appeal from UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Yemen, David Gressley, is for fighting to stop in the Al Abdiya district in Marib Governorate, about 100 kilometres east of the capital, Sana'a. Mr. Gressley said that the lack of safe access has limited the delivery of life-saving aid and prevented the sick and wounded from receiving medical care. The provision of basic commodities has also become exceedingly difficult and dangerous. Here's Jens Laker from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
Certainly we do not at all have the presence that we need at all. It is an active war zone and we have a responsibility to our own staff and those we work with not to put them in direct danger. So the only thing that will alleviate that is for the guns to fall silent.
Other flashpoints in Yemen include Shabwa and Al Baida governorates, while fighting, shelling and airstrikes have also continued in Sada, Hadja, Hodeidah and along nearly 50 other front lines. According to UN OCHA, across Yemen, 235 civilians were killed or injured last month at a rate of almost 8 people every day. It is the second highest monthly casualty figure in 2 years, while more than 20 million people need humanitarian assistance and protection, including 12 million in acute need. Today, aid agencies are helping nearly 13 million across the country. A year since French schoolteacher Samuel Paty was murdered in a fundamentalist attack that shocked the world, UN-appointed independent rights experts paid tribute on Friday to his work and commitment to teaching human rights values. The best way to honour Mr. Paty was to defy fundamentalism and defend human rights, said special rapporteurs Karima Banouna and Ahmed Shahid, who condemned his killing as an attack on cultural rights, freedom of expression, academic freedom, and freedom of religion or belief. Mr. Paty was beheaded by an extremist on the 16th of October 2020 near the school where he taught near Paris, following a social media campaign that misrepresented how he taught freedom of expression using cartoons. The crime happened amid what the rights experts called increasing challenges to the separation of religion and state. They insisted that the most important ways to honour Mr. Paty's memory included upholding respect for pluralism and protecting those who promote thoughtful academic debate. The experts also paid tribute to others targeted this year for defending cultural rights, in particular Afghan folk singer Fawad Andarabi. He was dragged from his home in a village north of Kabul and killed by Taliban fighters on the 28th of September, shortly after a Taliban spokesperson declared that music was forbidden. Daniel Johnson, UN News.